Time for the Straight from the Street Sports Report. Big trade already in the NFL. Browns sent Trent Richardson, selected third overall just last year, behind RG3 and, of course, my main man, Luck. Send him to the Colts for a first-round pick next year. Now, this actually makes sense on both sides because the Colts, they need that back that can catch some passes out of the backfield, not to mention he did score 11 times and they come up with almost 1,000 yards. And on the flip side of it, the Browns, their front office, they get to select some cats that they want because, of course, they didn't pick Trent Richardson. So that gives the Browns, what, two number ones, two threes, and two fours for the draft next year so they can really make some things happen.
Oh, Whedon, because remember, you said
they didn't select Whedon. Right. So he's another guy. He could go as well and may look for the Browns maybe to go after a QB in the draft or maybe a QB like Kirk Cousins who maybe not balling right now in the NFL. We'll have to see how that goes. Now, the bad thing about this is Trent Richardson found out about the trade listening to the radio.
Wow.
I mean, that's just the worst way to find out about it, you know. So, Browns, they're also starting a third-string QB this week, so they may be just tanking the season. But Black Sports Online is reporting that Maurice Claret is hoping that the Browns give him a call.
Wow.
They need to go ahead and let him know that Willis McGahee will probably be assuming that position. Sorry, Maurice Claret. You may still be able to pull that Mike Vick, but not with the Browns. Back to RG3, Tony Dungy told Dan Patrick that Kirk Cousins probably gives the Redskins the best chance to win right now with this watered-down offense, the way that they're currently playing, saying that RG3 is clearly not the cat he was last year. But when asked would he had started RG3 at the beginning of the season, Tony Dungy said yes. I mean, he wanted to play, and he was medically cleared to do so. So, hearing it from a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Former baller Brian Holloway watched 400 teens party at his upstate New York home. Get this, via Twitter and Facebook.
Crazy.
Now, I guess you're rich when you have two houses. He happened to be chilling at his Florida home when his son in college said, yo, this is going down online. So the police said up to 400 teens party. When the police showed up to the house, they scattered across the 200-acre property.
Wow. 200 acres? That's a whole city.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like my whole neighborhood.
They're using, of course, social media to try to catch these individuals posting their pictures and the whole nine online. If you're at someone's house illegally, it's probably not good to post pictures about the whole thing, you know?
Dumb teenager.
This is just a sad report here. Giants head coach, Tom Coughlin, his brother, John, 63 years old, died on Sunday. When he left the game, he fell at his apartment and sustained a head injury.
What a freak accident.
What a freak accident.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And he was on life support.
Oh, my Lord.
That is sad.
Very sad.
Keep it coming. Boxing legend Ken Norton passes at the age of 70. Of course, he was known for breaking Muhammad Ali's jaw. Mm-hmm. He beat Muhammad Ali, only the second man to do so.
Was he sick? Just an ongoing sickness?
Yeah,
he was 70.
Battle.
He had a stroke, I think, last year.
So he had been struggling with his health. In the NBA, Derrick Rose told ESPN Chi-Town, I do not recruit. If anybody wants to play with me, I mean, that's cool. I don't mind. But as far as recruiting, I don't do so.
Really?
Wow, D-Rose. Mm. Now, after you sat on the bench all last year in a suit and didn't put on your uniform, I mean, that's crazy, D-Rose. But okay, I think you need to get out there and recruit whomever your team would like for you to. Major League Baseball Nationals couldn't complete the sweep of the Atlanta Braves. Of course, they got them in the first two, but it's all good. And also the Reds, they beat the Astros, edged them 6-5. I'm Super King with the sports, straight from the streets.